Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our opening today brought to you by a very special TMOS Happy Hour farewell to RJ.
It's like he's already gone.
Yes, you know what? He's not even here, so it's okay by me.
He's not here today, but I know that he's got listeners that are with him in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Including the ones that I fought with on Facebook last night.
Oh, no fighting,
please. Well, I think it's
only
always,
one, but boy, did I had a Facebook fight. I'll get to that in a second.
It's really tough when RJ doesn't not choose to not be in a not attendance.
Dun, 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 Join dun. Us Friday, August 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. or later, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt it. At Quench in Rockville.
Oh, me, maybe.
Come say hi to all of us from the show and enjoy drink specials chosen by each member of the cast.
Yes, that's your own drink, the O'Mara drink.
Yes, the cast of Glee picking the drinks and some very impressive food.
Oh, yum.
That's a nice way of writing it.
Thank you.
Very impressive food also on special. Yep. It all happens at Quench Friday the 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. Quench is at 9712 Treville.
Travilla.
Travilla?
Yes.
T-R-A-V-I-L-L-E. Travilla?
Yes.
I know. I would call that Treville.
Yeah, me too. But that's what people say, Travilla.
Travilla Gateway Drive. It's the road. It's a new complex.
It
is a
new complex.
3 hours old.
No, but you know that.
Don't not miss.
People say Travilla.
Don't not miss the wrong incorrect turn.
Okay.
Hey, that's my hood we're talking about.
What would it say? What would it say? Would it say that if you put it into a nav? Would it say Travilla?
Yes, it probably would. If it's doing like a translation,
well, haven't you used nav to get there? It's your hangout. It's your regular hangout.
Yeah, but your hood,
The nav in my car doesn't give me the street names.
Travi.
Yeah, you know what my nav would say?
It doesn't say them.
My nav would say, recalculating.
Well, Ronick lives over there.
I do.
Quench.
Yeah, all his people do.
So, let me see. Quench is located at 9712 Yarmulke Gateway Drive.
No, that's not right.
What?
It's not pronounced Yarmulke.
It's pronounced Travilla
Gateway Drive in Rockville.
Click and as soon as we get
everybody,
a minion.
Everybody, we have a guest in the studio. We're getting manic. Everybody calm down.
All right.
For more, Rob's like 5 minutes out of his car, and we have a guest in the studio. Mm-hmm. Get ready for an A performance from the Spiewak land. For more information.
I have
information,
no idea how to even take that.
Well, you take it in the spirit it's given.
That's not the way I want to take it.
What?
For more information, go to quenchnation.com or click their banner ad on our website.
Do
before
that.
We get to the birthdays today. If you're looking at me on Ustream right now, you'll notice that I'm doing my best Howard Stern impression.
Yes.
By wearing shades. I am wearing shades because I have gotten the second migraine in a week. And I think, did I mention that beverage that I like so bad?
Yes.
Zero.
I'm not gonna throw it under the bus totally, but I think it's got stuff in there that might be giving me migraines.
It's very possible.
We can't prove causation, but we can prove correlation.
Yeah, you just the way it works with migraines, if you get one and you haven't gotten one in, say, a year, you kind of add up what I thought it might be cold medication.
Right.
You know, all in all, to be honest with you,
yes.
I bragged about 3 weeks ago the fact that I have not gotten ill in about 2.5 years.
Strong like bull.
Yeah. And then I went out to Sturgis, and the gates of hell opened up on me. I got not only the cold, then I got the migraine, then I got the tummy, and it's just, you know what? And life is just a big bag of suck, but it's okay, and I just wanted to say that's why I'm wearing the shades.
We're all praying for you, Mike.
Hey, Mark, lick it.
Or our equivalent thereof.
I hate when you get the tummy.
All right, we will welcome our special in-studio guest in just a second here, a man who's near and dear to my heart.
But first.
And is actually taking Mark Ronick in his hands.
Making a man out of him.
I'm under his wing.
Going to make him a man.
But let's open the mailbag because it's Thursday. You know what that means. It's time for our birthdays.
I love the birthdays, Mike.
All over the fruited plain, you send your birthdays to us because you like to be greeted.
What?
How's that?
Whatever.
Migraine.
Happy. I mean, that made sense. You it's send it. Birthdays to us because you like to be greeted.
That's exactly
yes,
true.
That's right. Yeah. That
lick,
does.
Lick it all, you. Happy actual birth to Landon Finarelli. You made that up.
Yes, I did.
Landon Finarelli of Santa Rosa, California. He came into this world on August 4th.
Yes.
I think you were smoking a fatty when you wrote this.
No, he came into the world.
He came into this world on August 4th with a bit of a struggle.
Yes.
Oh,
that's interesting.
It was a difficult birth.
He's doing well, but we'll all be dead by the time he's old enough to hear his father play this recording.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Wow. Can I give a special greeting to him?
Yes, go ahead.
Landon Finarelli, welcome to the world. He's so good to have you here. Do good.
Brandy Slater of Canyon City, Colorado, is married to our birthday balloon head of the week.
That's right.
Oh. Because we don't know what day her birthday was.
Oh, boy.
Still, he says she'd like to hear our traditional birthday song. All right, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Finarelli.
Belated happy birthday to Marina O'Donnell. She turned 17 a week ago today, and her brother Colin turned 3 2 days later on Saturday. They have an even younger sibling, Ariana, who was born back in May, and her parents would like to hear a belated birth announcement from the late Redskins owner, Jack Kencook.
Oh, that's fantastic.
An impression that neither Marina, Colin, or Ariana can relate to.
Exactly.
Because this is the dead owner of the Washington
Redskins.
But
what's great is you're wearing goggle-like sunglasses like the Squire would wear himself.
And the names do lend a... Two of the names lend themselves to Jack Kencook.
Good.
Let me say on behalf of Marina and Ariana, and their younger brother, Colin, or Colin. Right.
Colin's better.
Sir. Happy bloody goddamn birthday.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
And what I'd like to say to the O'Donnells, after 3 kids that quit, Christ, do it for fun once in a while.
Well, Christ has something to do with it.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Also a fan of Jack Kencook is Adam Chartier. Or Chartier.
I like Chartier.
It's true. The correct pronunciation is Chartier.
It's not Chart.
It is.
Chart, Mike.
It doesn't start with Chart.
It does.
It starts with Chart, Mike, and ends at the laundromat. Oh, dear.
See, Mr. Chartier, you've heard him.
Yeah.
All right, Adam Chartier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happy birthday from his brother Geoff.
The wind.
I hate it when Jeff is spelled like that.
G-E-O-F-F.
Yeah, but it's Geoff.
Geoff. It somehow is like Elizabethan and Geoff.
Yeah.
Geoff. J-E-F-F.
It's the
change your name. Spell it the right way.
It's the equivalent of Rob with two B's or Mark with a C.
All right, where is it?
It's just difficult.
All right, Geoff.
Buzz with two Z's.
Saturday was also a birthday for Rodrigo Latonja.
Happy birthday, or
greetings from Oscar. Oscar's on vacation this week, and Oscar's father would be in order here. Yes, it would.
Yes. I think we all agree on
that. The chat room knows her as Ducky D. That little minx, Denise, had a birthday Sunday. Mm-hmm. And speaking of little minxes, Allie Walls turned 28 on Monday.
That's right.
Monday was also the first wedding anniversary of Jason and Beth Ellis. Jason would like Buzz to encourage Beth to S a D. I don't want to hear that. Do any of you want to hear that?
No. Nah. Tune into Buzz's private show.
Yeah. And that's going to be Buzz trying to tell somebody to do something with their mouth.
I'm practicing my fingering.
Okay, well, stop it.
But what you need to do is turn into Buzz's new thing. It's called the Horncast.
Jesus, I got to get going. This is 2 pages of birthdays
today
this week.
Is, yes.
Okay. Monday, Terry Trovato of Sacramento, California, turned 55. World's greatest dad, according to his daughter, Gina.
Man.
It was Greg Klein's highlight of the summer to be on Baltimore's WBAL with Mike O'Mara. He turned 41 on Tuesday and is, according to his wife, Lara, one of our biggest fans.
Did you say Craig Klein?
No,
Greg Klein.
Okay. Not Craig Klein. Different.
Philip Stamper had a birthday on Tuesday. He wanted Rob to run out with Bane to steal a man greats.
Read the rest of it.
He wanted Rob to run out with Bane to steal man greats with the help of the Gingerbread Man and Charlie, as narrated by Buzz, but none of that is going to happen.
My God.
They knew that. Jason Anderson says his wife, Natalie, turns 40-something sometime in the middle of August. Way to sweat the details, Jason.
That's right. It's sort of more of a birthday region.
Happy birthday, Natalie. Brian Emerson turned 29 yesterday. All he wants is permission to keep using the name Rob Spiewak when he plays with his Xbox.
Yeah,
that's
fine with me.
I like that.
Fine with me.
Happy birthday Saturday to Evelyn Bianco, or Emmy as she's known, who listens with her dad on the DC Beltway every single day. Guys aren't the only ones who forget to include crucial information. Liz Hammond says her apparently nameless boyfriend turned 32 on Sunday. He likes to listen just before bed.
Happy birthday to Claude Rains.
And Chuck Engel turns 42 on Monday. He's listened since high school when Mike was on WAVA, and he would love it if James Garner threatened him with some kind of bodily harm. Well, Chuck, I'm going to tell you right now. I got the boots that are going to kick your ass right across the state line. I'm wearing the ones that can do it.
I love the fact that you continue to do James Garner since his untimely death, Mike.
Thank you. Chris Boggs from Little Rock, Arkansas, turns 40 on Tuesday. He says that over the years, we've taken him through college, a first marriage. I wonder if he's still married.
He's about to get married again.
Yeah. Oh, it's his second marriage
soon.
Coming
yeah.
So good luck with that.
And the birth of his daughter. Chris says he thinks of us as mentors and as brothers. Well, if he thinks of me as a mentor, no wonder he's getting married twice. Let's start the goddamn show. Here we go. Thanks.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for that
outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I like dudes with masculine voices, man, like a Teddy Pendergrass. Teddy just come out, take the lyrics and go, you got what I need. And scare the bitches into liking him. That motherfucker is crazy. Throw your panties on the stage. That's what's happening. I like Elvis Presley. Really, I give credit where credit is due. When Elvis was young, he was a bad motherfucker, boy. Elvis was bad. Sing his ass off. He sang so good, they let him do movies. He couldn't act. They said, fuck it, let him sing all his dialogue. They did. Everything Elvis said, he said, Elvis, we got to win this race. We got to win this race. Elvis, want some lemonade?
Lemonade.
That cool, refreshing drink. Let him sing till it was over, too. Elvis was 42 years old. Remember right before he croaked? He would come out. His stomach was all fat and shit. And his butt be sticking out, looking like he had a shitty walk on the stage like this.
I've lived a landless fool. I've traveled each and every mile and more. What's normal is...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Mike, it's Mike.
What? Here's Rob.
How convenient.
Did you anticipate I had a migraine today? I'm here.
Okay, well then here's Mike.
Thank you very much. Live from the Cappy Piper Studios. This is America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 14.5 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. You can call us if you so desire.
Don't do it.
At 718-506-1625. It is Thursday, August 16, 2012, and we are brought to you today by my favorite Harley-Davidson dealership in the whole wide world.
Everyone's really.
Simply the greatest. Mm-hmm. The greatest known to mankind. Patriot Harley-Davidson and their Rider's Edge program. Ladies and gentlemen, I have not purchased one. I have not purchased two.
Yeah.
I have purchased, count them, three.
Three.
Three. Well,
technically, I've purchased... Yeah. Two and my wife has purchased one.
But for a total of
three. I like to think of you and Carla as one.
She bought the last one.
Yeah.
But there's something
most recent. Don't say last.
Where's the La 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 music?
Yeah. Carla bought me the last one and the most special one.
The most recent.
The best
one.
The one
I'm in love with. The one I just can't stop riding constantly. But they are a terrific operation and they're doing something special that I think all of you that are first timers and you've been out and you've seen a Harley and you admire the machinery as I did for years and years and years and you're saying to yourself, man, I'd like to get on one of those, but you're afraid because you ain't never done it before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was that guy in 2005 and what got me riding was training, and that's why Patriots got the Rider's Edge program from Harley Davidson. They hold regular classes, including the ones that Mark Ronick is taking.
There he is.
Started last night.
Yeah, last night.
Harley Davidson.
It's for new riders. and also, if you haven't been on your scoot for a while, it'll improve veteran riders as well. They have all levels of skill that are welcome in their Rider's Edge program. At Patriot, each instructor has been carefully selected, and they have special training from Harley Davidson and the Motorcycle Safety Foundation. Now, here is the best part of this. You can earn a complete card that may qualify you not only for insurance discounts, but a state certificate also that allows you to skip the state's riding
That's
and written tests because you're already trained for
you're
it.
You're covered. Yeah.
And that'll get you your motorcycle license lickety-split. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to learn to ride or just get better, get into Patriot Harley-Davidson's Rider's Edge program. Sign up or just check it out at patriothd.com or... click their banner ad on our website. And joining us, the head honcho, the guru. The sage, the seer, the sooth, the whatever. Yeah, the main man from Patriot Harley-Davidson, Mr. Lyndon Abel is here today.
And thank you.
Nice guy.
That's quite an intro.
You know what? I have wanted to get you on this podcast for a long, long time because we have known each other for a long time. And I'm not sure, like, in my different radio incarnations, Lyndon, that I've ever had you guest on our show. And I know you do all sorts of little radio things here and there and TV and all that good stuff.
Well, I do a couple little things that are sort of local gearhead shows. Work with Pat Goss. But
Pat Goss.
Hey, BG no, Prada.
Yes. This is Pat Goss. I'd like to thank my wife, Bonnie. Bonnie Goss. Yeah, we worked
How
the
is
same.
Bonnie?
How are the Gosses?
Yeah, we haven't talked to
Pat's
them.
Doing great. You know, Bonnie's struggling a little bit.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's nice to give him our very best.
Yeah, because, absolutely. Yeah.
Always treated us well, that Pat
We
Goss.
Always worked at WJFK together, mm-hmm. and you got yourself a pretty smoking little dealership over there in Fairfax,
well,
Virginia.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We worked yes, hard amen. To get there. Yeah.
And what Lyndon does, and I'm just going to give him a compliment here because this is near and dear to my heart, mm-hmm. is Lyndon gives a rat's ass about the people that do business with his
sure.
dealership.
Mm-hmm.
They have what's called, every time you buy a Harley anywhere in the country, they have something called a Harley owners group.
Yeah.
The one in Fairfax is, I think, not only one of the largest, if not the largest in the country, but the most active as far as raising money for charity, mm-hmm. as far as helping out other riders, as far as just being responsible. And they're a great group of people, and Lyndon works closely
and riding
with them.
And having fun.
Yes, right. riding and
yes.
having
so
fun.
That's really what it's all about.
And you you know, you got a great thing going over there. And you know, I was thrilled. I told the whole story about Carla and you being there
right.
when I got my motorcycle. But you're here to talk about this Rider's Edge program, which is really, really cool for people that want to get involved in motorcycling. And it's more. It seems to me like it's more and more people every year that want to get involved in it.
Yeah, motorcycling has. You know, in the last 20 years, it's really changed dramatically. I feel like 20 years ago, people thought that if you rode a motorcycle, there was really something wrong with you, and you're probably carrying weapons, and you need
right.
to go
right.
to jail.
Although and certain state troopers still ask you that question when they stop you on Route 66 when you're cutting over in the passing, the non-passing lane.
Wasn't it Nutley, Mike? Weren't
mm-hmm.
you on Nutley Road?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a
yeah,
great...
I learned in class that we're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. I thought you people were supposed to be safe. Is there a weapon in there? I mean, anyway, that's just... I digress.
It's always good to have a nicer motorcycle when you get pulled over by police officers. Because if you got
right.
a nice one, they'll go... Hey, that's a nice bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
what year is that? Mm-hmm. And pretty soon you're getting a warning.
The Rider's Edge program is somebody's out. I'll use Rolling Thunder as an example,
sure.
and they see the motorcycles, and you know you've gone to your third or your fourth or your fifth. I know Buzz has been to a bunch of them. You watch the motorcycles mm-hmm. go by, and you want to get involved in that. Rider's Edge is the program you guys can give somebody even before they. Decide to buy a motorcycle, right?
Absolutely. I you know, Rider's Edge is a terrific way to figure out whether you're going to be a motorcyclist. And I was talking to Mark earlier, but I think he'll vouch for this. You will be a better driver the
yeah.
very next day mm-hmm. just by taking that class.
Yep.
You know, you as a motorcyclist, one of the things that helps you survive, people always think about the dangers of motorcycles, and you know, they're legitimate, but you have very specific safety advantages as a motorcycle rider. One of them is visibility. And if you take advantage of that visibility with the awareness that we teach in the class, mm-hmm. you know, things that regular drivers just generally don't think about, you'll be a safer driver the very next day. And at the end of the class, you'll also know, you know, was motorcycling for me or
right.
was it just sort of an interesting experience or a terrifying one, perhaps?
How long of a program is it?
It's 2 evenings and 2 days.
Yep.
So you have 2 evenings to kind of, you know, get started, learn some of the mental stuff, also get comfortable with your other classmates because you kind of do help each other through the class.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 days on the range where you're practicing, you know, with our motorcycles and learning how to do the various operations and some classroom in between.
And what I'm excited about, they told us yesterday that at the end, when you've graduated, you get to ride around on a new Harley.
Yeah, we bring one over, and anybody that feels comfortable doing it, we'll let you take a spin on that. So,
yeah, I'm excited for that.
A warning for you. My father has been investigating this. He's
oh.
gotten to the part where he goes into dealerships, your dealership, mm-hmm. and looks around and has figured out what he likes. My father is ready to take the
well,
next motorcycle step.
Well, your dad did one of the ultimate bait and switches where... He
got you so bad.
Horny Bob Spiewak was standing next to
of the Accomac Horny Spiewak.
Of the Accomac Horny Spiewak, and he had this beautiful Harley standing next to it, and his caption was, my new bike. Well, I immediately, I mean,
yeah.
I jump on
you
it, and I thought, hey,
yeah.
looking forward to riding with you, Bob. This
right.
is fantastic. And then he's in a parking lot, and he stood next to somebody else's Harley Davidson.
He tricked you.
Cheater.
He totally fooled me.
He just has to wait for for the total healing of his last skateboarding accident, and then
what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, do you ever in the driver in the Rider's Edge program? Do you cover being dragged behind a golf cart on a skateboard? Do you cover that?
I think that's pilot error.
Okay, yeah, could be. But my dad is very close to pulling the trigger on a bike.
Smooth, ain't he?
Yeah, he is.
See,
yeah,
that's a broadcast veteran right there. Right.
And I will
he
definitely
pull the trigger on rider training.
I'll have him ask
especially
for you
after that skateboard.
I'll
thing.
Have him ask for you by name,
yeah. Please.
I have a question about Rider's Edge. I've been wanting to ask you this because we don't talk about it in the spots, and I can envision an experienced rider saying, well, there's no reason for me to go back and take classes. What can an experienced rider get from the advanced course that you offer?
Well, that's a great question. So depending on your level of experience, in other words, you're an experienced rider, meaning you rode years ago, mm-hmm. but you're really rusty, you've hardly ridden at all, this is a great class for you.
Refreshing.
You will get through it easily. But the people that we partner with to do that class also have two other classes that can be useful for experienced riders that have, you know, more recent seat time.
Right. You want matter skills.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's an experience and an expert class for people that are really good riders. Mm-hmm. And there's also a seat time class for somebody who's just a little rusty. It's a shorter class, less expensive, but can get you some practice either on your bike or on ours.
Cool.
But the Rider's Edge class, you know, there's a lot of people that say, well, I've been riding my whole life. But when you really press them into it, mm-hmm. It turns out that means they rode a lot when they were 20 and mm-hmm. now they're 50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That person should really go through Rider's Edge because, you know, if they ever had the mental awareness, a lot of it is rusted over by now.
A lot
of people didn't.
When you see a guy that comes in to the Rider's Edge program and he's, as you say, rusty, what skills, where do they get the rust? Where does the rust apply itself? What do they forget? What is the common things they don't know?
What are they usually
I bet I know. I think a lot of it probably has to do with the ladder of risk, which I learned about yesterday. So there are factors involved where I kind of look at it almost as distractions. There are different things that, for example, maybe you're stressed out about work. And you don't want to necessarily get right on. Thanks, Rob. You don't necessarily want to get right on the bike and ride off because your mind may not be focused. You might be thinking too much mm-hmm. about work, and that's a bad thing to do when you're getting on a bike because you really do want to be focused, as fun as it is.
It's actually one of the great things about a bike is that it makes you zero in on focusing
right.
on that
yeah.
task.
You have to.
Right. When you do that, you know, it's like exercise and various mm-hmm. other stress relieving things. You know, you zero in on that and the problems of the world melt away. There's an old joke, but I think it's really true, and that's you never see a Harley parked in front of a psychiatrist's office.
Yeah, it is.
I like that. Wow.
There's like a great wow. Somebody put this on my Facebook page and shows a guy riding a motorcycle, and the caption is therapy, and then it shows a bunch of riders, and it says group therapy.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
And I just got done that's with a week cool. of group therapy.
But it's true,
and
right?
I so yeah. want... No, I've come back. I've come back from Sturgis, and I'm an effing mess. Do you know what I want to do for the rest of my life
now? Go back to Sturgis.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. Right. I want to be on my motorcycle, riding to towns that I've never been to before, and meeting people I've never met before. I just want to leave. I want to leave everybody.
No.
He has the wanderlust.
I want to leave. Hey, here's a question.
I'll go with you.
And you know, Lyndon, he used to really like it here. So nice going.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
No, these guys know that early in the week.
Come on, road trip.
Jimmy and I are flying back from Denver, where we rented two motorcycles and we rode up to Sturgis. The pussy way, as I like to say.
And at least you rode in.
Yeah, we rode in, which is important.
Look good.
Jimmy and I are on the planes after riding 1,400 miles. And we're on the plane getting ready to land at National Airport. And Jimmy looks at me and says, you want to go riding this afternoon? And I immediately said,
Yes.
I said, I'm going to see if Carla wants to ride over to your restaurant. Yeah. And we rode over to the restaurant. I was on my motorcycle within an hour of getting home after riding 14.
Look you
get
at you.
If you
sickness.
Get the bug, you get the bug. Here's a question I have for you. I know this is the Rider's Edge program. I know Patriot is out in front of this. For those listening to us around the country, are there other Harley dealerships that are doing the same thing?
Yes, there's probably the closest one to us might be Annapolis. But, you know, if you go on to Rider's Edge, you can see...
They'll show you the dealerships that are doing
every
this type
region.
Of thing.
Yes. Yeah. And they are all different. I mean, the class itself is formatted the same, so you can go to a dealership that's closer to you. For those that are local, I will give a quick plug to us and say that the main thing that makes our Rider's Edge classes better is our instructors. We have spectacular instructors.
I know that.
And
I know
I'm
a
not
lot
just
of,
saying yeah. that.
No, it's yeah. true. You I'll know, vouch
most,
for it.
Yeah, yeah, most of our guys were professional police motor officer yeah. instructors. Mm-hmm. So they teach the best riders
and
in the world.
And they love it. They love what they're
and
teaching.
They love
so it
yeah.
conveys.
That's why they're doing it.
You know, I had the pleasure of going out to Sturgis with one of your instructors, and I will tell you the
and he's
passion.
Great.
That was Jimmy Cerrito, right? He's wonderful.
It was terrific. If you want to know who their instructors are, these are the guys you see in parades. These are the guys you see at police rodeos. These are the best of the best of the best. Men that know how to do things on these motorcycles
tricks,
that are superhuman. Yeah. I mean, but still, having ridden in Sturgis with one of these guys, the routine to watch him get his motorcycle ready
mm-hmm.
and then
brief
watch
light.
Him put his helmet on,
mm-hmm.
which I will be honest with you, not all of us did because it was not required out in the state of South
right.
Dakota.
Right.
But this man did.
Right.
And
he knows.
Safety, safety, safety. And you kind of you see the respect that you have for it, and mm-hmm. it's great. You got the best instructors in the country, without question.
The yep. One of my instructors last night, his name is Rick, and he's a Fairfax County police officer. He's talking about that he decided to do this because he had just seen way too many accidents, and
right.
he wanted to go out
cool.
there and really educate
prevent
people
yeah. right.
and prevent it from happening.
Yeah.
Right, Buzz?
Yeah.
Lyndon, do you ever teach?
I have. Taught as a total amateur,
right?
If I was going to teach professionally, I would learn from those guys.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're the best of
High
the
praise.
Best. And the thing about that comes into play a lot of times with motorcycle riding is just respect. Respect
uh-huh.
What you're
awareness
doing.
Respect
the fact that you're on this thing. And you know, you talked about the ladder. I have to take the course because I don't even know what the ladder of
yeah. You know, each step is a higher risk, and
right.
I think there are something like 6 steps, and after that, you really shouldn't get on the bike after after that kind of thing.
Right. And so far, I know you haven't done the riding yet. You've
yeah.
done the classroom training,
part
and you have one more night of that, right?
Yeah. Tonight is it, and then tomorrow all day and then Saturday.
Yeah,
all
Mark
day.
Will not be here tomorrow because Mark is going to be out there on the
well,
course.
Well, it is Friday.
And I will
yes.
be
get some pictures.
He can come here at sundown,
no,
right?
No, the class ends before sundown.
I will
well,
be
thank God.
I will be up on the hill with the binoculars going.
I haven't been nervous until last night. Only because
Why?
Well I
because you realize your bad use of grammar.
Well, for one
you're frail, Bill.
For one, and maybe Lyndon you can put my mind at ease, but for one I discovered I'm pretty much the only one in that class that's never gotten on a bike.
That's cool.
Actually, I'm surprised. Generally, I will ask that question. I didn't greet the class last night cuz I had something going on, but I generally ask who's ridden a motorcycle
yeah.
before, and I'll get between, you know, 3 and 7 hands will come up. So
right,
you're
yeah.
the only one.
Just
that's surprising.
There might be one other person.
It's actually an advantage for you. I'll be honest. You know, it makes you feel maybe like, you know, you're farther behind everybody.
Right.
But the advantage is that you've got a lot of people there that can help, you know, support
yeah.
you.
And you'll learn and, right from the get-go.
Yeah, and doesn't
right.
yeah, it doesn't help that he's starting from a blank slate.
Right.
He has no bad habits to unlearn.
Well, that's true.
And those
police officer instructors will tell you that when they're looking for motor officer candidates, they don't really want experienced riders because they got to retrain those people. Even though they know how to ride, they would rather take somebody who's never
wow.
ridden before and put them through a 3-week course where they're then a pro rider at the end of that 3 weeks. It's a hard course.
Yeah.
Then start with an experienced rider because they got to retrain, you know,
mm-hmm.
various different habits.
So what you're saying is get him out of sales and get him into law enforcement.
Yes, that's right.
I think
there's an opportunity
this
for
way,
you,
Officer Ronick.
And then the other, and I'm ashamed to admit it, but I never really put it together that it's a manual ride. You
manual
have there's that you have to shift gears. I've never. I mean, I've done it once
oh,
or twice.
Oh my!
I've
God.
Never really
All right.
learned.
Buzz
no,
just
I
got
was
eclipsed.
Assumed.
Buzz just got eclipsed with the forward press with the throttle.
That's right. And also, Mark was shocked. He said, "You mean this thing only has 2 wheels?
No.
You didn't.
How
you
do it stay?
You thought it was an automatic
you know
effing
what?
Transmission?
You know, I just never
I always thought Mark
it.
Was comfortable with a stick.
Hey.
Oh, speaking of that. Are there any honeys in the corner?
Well, you know what? There's one fairly attractive woman in there.
There you
but,
go.
But I'll tell you, If you want to buy a Harley for nothing else, go to Patriot, because the woman that...
If you
that,
want to buy a Harley for nothing else...
For no other reason.
For no other reason.
Then the one he's about to
get. I thought I had the migraine.
And yeah. Really,
the,
it's contagious.
It's the second day of Writer's Edge that you focus on grammar, right?
Yes.
When you give him the strunk and white, and
that's
you talk
right.
about the active voice and
Mark
the
and Lowell Show weekdays on the Moore Network.
Yes, thank you.
All right, go ahead.
The woman that you buy the bike from, the last person you see before you ride off into the sunset...
The lovely Alice.
She yes. is a knockout,
and she's super cool.
She's yeah. very cool.
Yeah, the whole staff is.
Oh, she's something.
She's been at that dealership for a long time.
I think she said 10 years or something.
And I
like
always
that.
Have tried
she's
to
been
be
there since she was darn near out of high school.
I've always tried to be super cool, and now that she
how's
I
that
mean,
going?
I never win. I
no,
never
you
win
can't.
With her.
There's a certain level of hotness where you can't be
we
cool.
Start
but she's
yes.
risen up through the ranks mm-hmm. at Patriot, and now she's the business manager, right?
Correct.
She's the business manager.
Okay.
So now you have to, I mean, she used to be like on the floor mm-hmm. and then she did different
hey.
Things around the dealership. And now she's in the office where, you know, she has to be nice to you.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's, yeah, but it's she doesn't cool. have to.
She was always nice.
She knows she's always nice. But
she
I mean,
doesn't have to
but,
be nice.
But she, right,
she
right.
wouldn't be in that office if she wasn't.
But this brings up something else. Exponentially more women riding bikes now than before, right?
That is absolutely true. There was a time when yeah. it literally was a man's world. And then there was a time when, you know, most women perceived that it was such a man's world that right. they were too... uptight to even consider getting into it, but a tremendous number of women go through our Rider's Edge class.
Well, and I know that you guys have started an all-female class for Rider's Edge.
We have a couple of those in the course of a year. And
can I get in that?
Yeah, I already tried, Buzz.
You know, Lyndon, it really
well, Mark
does.
Mark was going to be relegated.
It sounds like a reality show ready to happen.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell you the class. Truth about the all-female class, though. They really are for... women who feel intimidated mm-hmm. being in a class with guys.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. But if they, for the most part, they would be better off with a mix of people.
Hmm.
I really
okay.
think
okay.
that.
All right, that would be your advice
think,
to women.
I do then. Not yeah. think that there is an advantage for women to go into an all women's class. We do it because
the instructors
ask
for it.
Yeah.
It makes some
yeah.
people just more comfortable.
Uh-huh, I get
yeah.
it.
But that, generally that intimidation factor is gone by the end of you know, halfway through the first
yeah.
evening.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you could trust me on that one, you're better off just getting into a regular class.
Good
in
advice.
My opinion.
Good advice.
And I look forward to Monday because, listen, we are not we're not pulling any punches here. We are going to literally find out on Monday how Mark did
yeah.
and whether he is into it or not, and he will tell us the truth.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you did this on your own. You were more excited about this than anything.
Yeah,
you're
I
not
could...
doing this because
His
Lyndon's a client.
More
you're doing this
excited.
Because you...
no, she was.
You're
she
looking
was.
Forward to it.
I am.
I can't wait because you're going to do Friday riding all day and Saturday riding all
yes,
day.
Yes,
right?
And Lyndon, we've talked about it, and he said we can even take some video.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
I look forward to
wonderful.
It.
I'll prepare
and
the
I did
prepare
check
the
up on Mark last night. I asked an instructor how he did this morning, and the instructor came back and said he was good. He was engaged.
Nice.
He participated, and
good.
I said, cool.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, he was that too.
He
I
didn't
said,
go into his little smart
Mark Ronick?
Who are you
That's
talking about?
Mark with a C. We need you to double check.
Lyndon, can you hang out and panel with us for the rest of the show?
Absolutely.
Another
cool.
30
nice.
Minutes. We got Lyndon here. He will be visiting with us. We will take a short break and come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. What the hell is that?
It's an instrumental mix. Normally you talk over it, and I didn't want Elvis screaming in the background. So his vocals have been
what?
Electronically removed. It's Jailhouse Rock without the vocal.
But I heard his vocals.
There you hear some faint remains of the vocal. I did this so you could talk over the song and not have Elvis singing behind
That's
you.
Weird.
You don't like that?
So weird. No, you normally play songs that I go to break with
Regular
and I
songs.
Talk them up.
Yeah, well, you know, this is it's Elvis and it's special.
You know.
Now, here's Rob.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so that was for Rob, right? I don't know. I'm confused.
It's Elvis Death Day.
Welcome back. Our second segment is brought to you by The Twilight War by David Crist. I just got started with this book, The Twilight War is the dramatic secret history of our 30-year conflict with Iran, mm-hmm. including the covert operations that brought our countries to the brink of war. Author David Crist is a historian for the U.S. government and a frequent advisor to senior civilian and government officials. The Twilight War by David Crist, praised by both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. NPR calls it fascinating. But they say it like this. Fascinating.
Fascinating.
And they say it reads like an action movie. Very, very cool stuff, and stuff you don't know, folks. You don't know, and you will be shocked to read.
I'm three chapters in, and I've already I had no idea all the stuff that goes
on. I mean, it's
over
really
there.
This has been going on ever since the hostages.
Oh,
we've had this war, and maybe even a little bit.
It really
before
goes
that.
Back to the end of World War II.
The Twilight War by David Crist, available now at thetwilightwar.com. But you can help the show by purchasing through Amazon on our website.
That's
we appreciate
right.
that. And kind of a new trend on the Mike O'Mara show. These book authors
and
also book companies starting to discover our little show.
Oh, he's a listener?
David enjoys our show.
And he's awesome. Really, as we've said before, the old radio show was a great way to sell books, and this podcast is a great way to do it as well. Yeah. But this is we actually, when we're going to tell you about a book, we all kind of check it out.
Sure.
And we go through and we said, yeah, that's a fit for us. And so check out The Twilight War. One personal note before we get on with the show, and I got a lot to talk about today. One quote unquote client.
Yeah.
When they blew us up at CBS way back in the day. Right. This is multi years ago and many, many moons ago. I got one phone call from a client, and the phone call said this, how you doing? Hope you're okay. And that was it. And that came from this gentleman, Mr. Lyndon Abel.
Hey, yeah.
That's
thank
very
you,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, I said
I was really
guy.
The only one.
You were the only one. I got business type calls from different people to do work and things like that. But yours was one of the nicest, friendliest calls. And we got together shortly thereafter. And it was very, when you're in a situation like that, you talk about circumstances where you realize who your friends are, and it's just a pleasure to do business with you. And I'm glad we're still doing
such a passive aggressive attack, Mike. Now, did you want to just say that you're mad I didn't call?
Yes, no, I'm furious.
I mean,
very
really.
Angry.
You never liked when I called in the past.
Thank you,
Lyndon. How far into the call did Mike break down and cry?
He was already crying when he answered the phone.
Why did you call me earlier? I want to talk today about Rob Spiewak's Elvis Corner.
Thank you.
Yes.
Just briefly, the Priscilla Lisa Marie deal, a huge deal at
Graceland,
right?
Massive deal because...
Why had they blown it off before?
I think that always that the fans did the Candlelight Vigil as a fan-organized thing. And I'm not so sure that Elvis Presley Enterprises ever really got involved with the fact that, and it's the night before the death day, the 15th, right. Mm-hmm. When they line up with their candles in the oppressive heat. And they file past Elvis's grave. Mm-hmm.
Now, we used to go down there on the old Don and Mike show. God, I loved it. We used to go down. Oh, man. After the third one.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh. I remember going, please, not Memphis
again. At least
again.
The weather was nice.
Please, not Memphis in August again. Please, not.
Memphis there in August is enough to make me hate Memphis in August. Yeah.
I mean, honest to God, if you want to talk about Memphis in August, in mid to late August, Satan's rectum.
Yeah, it really is.
What I would refer to
and
it
I
as.
Do, and it's odd coming from me. I love the city. I love everything about it. But
yeah, it's a cool
the
place,
entire but. City feels like a Washington, D.C. heat wave for the entire month of August, and there's no
or
dodging
worse.
It. Yeah, it's really bad. It's still and it's disgusting, but Elvis didn't have the common decency to be born in a cooler month. Elvis died in August.
Right.
So they all file past the grave, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
And there's graffiti out on the walls surrounding Graceland where people write their tributes to Elvis, and they deify Elvis. Mm-hmm. One of the comments was, Elvis cured my hemorrhoids. I saw that out on the...
Not my favorite comment ever.
Written a thing like
my
that?
Favorite comment ever was Mike O'Mara, and I'm naked without cash.
Thank you very much.
But they've gotten to the point where they have vendors, Graceland vendors, that sell Sharpies, so you can go and write on the wall. They don't,
and
they
candles,
don't...
I suspect.
Oh, yes, yeah. I'm sure they sell everything.
Oh,
matches
it's,
is where they make their money.
It's the land of the whore.
Yeah.
It is the land of the whore, and you go down there and
well,
you
know the official motto of Graceland, and
what's
I
that?
Coined this last time I was there. It is Graceland, home of Elvis Presley. Please exit through the gift shop.
And everybody, most people buy the cheap sunglasses.
Aviator
that were
glasses,
the Elvis sunglasses.
A lot of migraine sufferers.
Yes. Well, thank you, Buzz.
But what they have to do every year is figure out a way to keep it going, because a lot of people don't know that at the time of his death, Elvis was very nearly broke. He was, he still had the house.
Oh, right.
He still had some of his record licensing, not much, because the Colonel kept selling it off.
Oh.
He was very nearly broke. So the fact that Elvis is now such an earner is definitely an after his death type thing.
Which is also the trend for pop icons that they make more money after their death than they did when they were alive.
Priscilla made the template.
Michael Jackson be another example.
Exactly.
Of that.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. But sure. He was such a terrific spender during his day.
So getting back to
he can't give
Scylla,
away Cadillacs today.
That's right. No, you can't do that anymore. No.
Scylla and Lisa Marie. Why now? Why? Because are they getting a piece of it?
It is great for the Elvis, as Oscar would say. It's great for the Elvis brand.
Okay.
It's a huge news event. You know, it's been years since the Today Show has really gotten into Death Day, much less sent a crew down there.
Right.
And so they're just reinventing the brand and they're getting involved.
Now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Being Mr. Elvis.
Yes.
You'd get a little cloudy if you were down there and you saw Lisa Marie and Elvis and Priscilla.
I got cloudy the first time I saw the gate. I got cloudy the first time I went in the house.
And the fact that she's down there, the widow is down there, widow, even though they were separated,
and
they were divorced.
She has certain tick-like aspects. She sucks the blood of because remember they weren't all that close at the end,
right?
No, they were split up.
Yeah, but this is the last remaining link to him. Priscilla is much stronger of a link to Elvis than any of the other girlfriends, and of course she provides the link with Lisa Marie, who is looking more and more like her dad
and sounding like him
towards the end.
Hey,
her hair.
I'd love to thank y'all for coming out here.
Did you see Lisa Marie on the Today Show?
Yeah. I did not.
Her hair is huge.
Hello, like how are you?
Pompadour. I think she's using one of those products that you see on the infomercials where you put it in your hair and
like
it makes
a stuffed
it pop
animal.
Up.
Is she still doable?
Yeah. But I can never, you see,
she,
I can
is
never.
Is she cruising to Wall Town?
I can never separate the master plan I had, which was to marry her and get the house.
Ah.
So I've been after her for a while. But then also.
The house is actually for like a big pop icon's house. It's really not all that big.
No, it's modest. It's very modest.
But it has the jungle room, baby.
Yeah, and it has the smell, the good smell of Elvis.
Hey, look, E. Look, E. It's Robert Goulet. Yes, three.
Yeah, the house is pretty modest and not on that much land. They've actually, Graceland has bought up all the surrounding areas so they can, you know, put the airplane, please exit.
Yeah, but what about the, you're giving me all these little factoids. What about the emotion of it?
It's a huge
deal for Elvis
fans. It's huge for the fan. However, as someone who is aware of what's going on, not as huge to me because I think the reason they're doing it
is money.
Is to reinvent the candlelight vigil as something bigger than it is.
Because they get a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Right.
Every time anything happens, Elvis, they get a piece.
Right. Right. It's all about that.
All those people, and I haven't seen any of the estimates, but let's just say.
So you think they did it to goose the event?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
He's been dead 35 years. We got middle-aged people that were never alive when Elvis had a hit record.
Fans are dying. If they don't start building up excitement and interest in this again, their business is going to
fail.
Well,
that's
also keep
that's
in mind.
That's cholesterol related.
I was going to say.
Yes. I went down and I saw those fans down there, and believe me, they're probably dying a little earlier than some of the other fans of
like
other icons.
The Elvis fan doesn't skew towards healthy.
Right.
And I know this every time I look at him.
Now, I like him for that reason.
But also, you know, the Graceland is the only place I ever saw. You know those food carts that'll sell like hot dogs or pretzels?
Right.
Saw one guy. All he sold was fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
And they have a Krispy Kreme donuts in Memphis.
Yes, yeah. They
how
do.
Many
do
we
with
make
an
you
Elvis
eat?
Stool.
How many did you eat when Don and I made you eat those
dozen.
Donuts?
I had a dozen.
Holy.
And there's a stool in that Krispy Kreme where Elvis used to sit.
A stool?
Yes.
An impacted
stool.
Elvis's stool is
an impacted stool. But yeah, my thing is, I think it's great for the fans that they give them what they want. I mean, Lisa Marie is the only one that has Elvis's true lineage in her, and for them to see her, that's cool. But I think the reason they did it is to reinvent the excitement of the Death Day.
Okay, so that's why they did it. Yeah. Good. Thank you, Rob. And listen, now, Mark, you have an obsession with Al Roker today.
Yeah.
I don't know what your deal is with this. You sent it out on Facebook.
I saw your post, and when I saw it on TV, I'm like, oh my God, what's going on?
So they're, you know, they've just come back from break and they're standing outside. It's Al and Matt and Savannah and you know, just doing their teasers. And Al is just standing there next to them. He has no lines and he's just sitting there with the most peculiar look on his face.
It is peculiar.
I went back and watched it three times. What happened is there was some sort of awkward moment that forced Matt and Savannah to hug. And Savannah was a little standoffish on the hug.
Yeah, because she's frigid.
Right. And what the cue
she's
that
frigid.
Made...
She's frigid. You get down there.
Yeah,
and
she's heard about Matt.
You know what sound you hear if you get down there? That's it all the time.
Yeah.
No, nobody need apply.
And by the way,
except my career.
By the way, folks, don't try to keep track of whether the vault is open or closed, because that's the sound of Savannah Guthrie's vagina. It does sound like the audio vault, not the same sound
effect. How you doing? You've reached Savannah's vagina.
But what happened is it was an awkward hug, and if nothing else, Savannah looked like she was staying away from Matt.
Yes.
And Matt said, well, we don't want to get too close, and then Savannah said something, and this is what prompted the face. She says, like they say in Catholic school, leave enough room for the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
And Al looked at the face.
That says a lot.
And
it's like something my dead Aunt Mary would say.
Al looked at the camera, made this face, and I began to count. And I got to 17 seconds that he held that face without saying anything. And then.
And didn't blink.
Then they threw it to Natalie. And Natalie was talking, so it could have gone on longer. It went to the point that I actually rewound to see if he moved at the beginning of the segment. Like maybe they put
maybe
in a wax figure or something.
Yeah.
And I just kept
or
going,
something.
Stroke!
Yes.
Stroke! All right. He seems fine, though.
Well, good luck. Now, before we got a break, because we've got to get the vault and everything.
Right.
We're running super late, as usual. I'm going to try to read this through my migraine haze. I get in an old-fashioned brouhaha. I have a policy.
Oh, a Brannigan?
I do not respond to negativity from emails or Facebook messages or anything. Well, you know, I got a lot of crap when I was mean to Buzz, and I apologized to Buzz, and I got one when I was mean to RJ yesterday, which I was a little bit, but not like when I was mean to Buzz.
Well, what I think yesterday, and if anyone goes back to listen to it, if anyone out there is listening, it was very even-handed and I think fair.
I had to pull the curtain back.
Yeah, he pulled the curtain
back. I had to pull the curtain back and explain why he's not with the show in a full-time capacity, because, you know, it's the financial realities
of
it. So I get this when I get it, and I have, you know, I've been battling the migraine.
Migraine.
The bronchi and, you know, everything
and
else
tummy.
I have.
And the tummy.
So I get from this, I will not name this listener, but Mr. O'Mara, I'm sure you will receive many messages today about your treatment of RJ.
Did you receive many?
No.
Okay.
I swear to God, I got one. Did you edit any off of the TMOS page?
There were a couple, but they weren't so severe. But there were definitely some people in his camp.
Okay. Well, of course there were.
Camp
and,
Diaz.
And so I know you'll get many messages like this. I know him, and given what he's been through, blah, 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 I know you don't care about me, and you are an asshat, and I spend money on your Amazon page, and I will not do this. This may be a small amount of money, but it's the only way I know to express my anger at your treatment of such a sweet, kind man. Uh-huh. I go,
jeez.
I'm sitting there on my sun porch having a Guinness, and I'm just, I go badass.
Is this a man or
a
woman?
I go badass.
A man or a woman?
I'm not saying whether it's a man or a woman.
I think that's a woman.
And
from that verbiage.
Who cares? So I go nuts, and I literally, I'm just going to show you the length of it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
See, it's right down
here. The conversation does go on.
And I go on where it's just, I respond, and then I respond again, and then I respond a third time. I wrote, wow. I had a dialogue all night because I was just, I just didn't want to have any of it.
Sure.
You know, I said, I have been with RJ every step of the way, blah, 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 blah. And I go, and I'm defending my relationship with RJ. I'm just using this as an example of something I don't like to do.
Right.
Okay.
I don't like to do. And, you know, that is, look, I realize that on Facebook, anybody can write us a message. That's the way.
Right.
But I still consider my little messages here to be my personal email.
Yeah.
That you're sending me a personal message.
Right.
And I kind of indicated this to this broad. And, I wrote at one point, I said, I am astonished by people who listen and then feel they have the right to reach out to me personally and try to tell me how I should run my business.
Yeah.
That's how I was the whole time. And
any contrition from her at the end?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And then
that's good.
And then I said, she said how much respect she has for RJ.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I said, I think my last line to her was, like, try throwing a little my way, why don't you?
Yeah, baby.
So anyway.
Do it, baby.
I was tired.
So you made a friend.
I had a headache, and that's the way it goes.
Always. Nice to have a friend.
Before we break, real quick, I just wanted to say, airlines, please, I watched the story today about the kid that got lost.
Yes.
The
girl.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have brought this up on the show if it hadn't been for one fact. That do you realize now United Airlines, maybe the others do it as well, they outsource their kid handlers. So
what?
If you send a minor on a flight that you need to have escorted to a connecting flight, They outsource it.
To a priest.
You know, wait, I realize that the airlines have plunged into the land of suck, but for God's sake, you're outsourcing it.
Is this the case where the airline employee said, I'd like to help you, but I'm off duty now?
Yes.
Yes.
Look, I realize that everybody's in a bad mood when they go to the airport, mm-hmm. and everybody's a rag.
Including the
airlines.
And
it sucks. It probably sucks to work for the airlines, mm-hmm. but something's got to give. Mm-hmm. Something's really got to give. When you've got kids that are being lost and put in like a holding cell, mm-hmm. and they can't get back to their mother and father, and the parents don't know where. Then the employee, who is a mother, mm-hmm. says to the mother of this kid that's been gone for 45 minutes, and the mother doesn't know, I'd love to button this up for you, but I'm off in about 15 minutes. It's just astonishing.
Please,
you know,
please.
Shame on you, United Airlines.
Please get it together, because Jabril comes home unattended next week.
From Somalia.
And believe me, this is a kid what needs some help.
And you
so
say
please
this is,
help him.
This is outsourced?
Yeah, they outsource the people that are responsible for taking the kid,
yeah.
you know, from the gate to the next gate to get on the plane, uh-huh. getting them safely on the plane, they outsource it. Yeah. It's not a United employee. It's not a flight attendant.
So it's like, I'm sorry, I cannot help you at this time.
You know what? I have no idea.
I'm off duty.
Well, you're talking about the outsourcing for phone operators.
Yeah. You can outsource without going out of the country. They give the work to other people.
Yeah.
I am sorry. We do not. I did not show up for work on time. That's fine. The child was left at gate 43B.
Hey, you know what? Are you outsourced?
I am outsourced.
You are very mysterious.
Hello, my name is Randy. What can I help? Can I help you with your iPhone? Do you have a particular concern with your iPhone now?
Can you help us pin a note to Jabril? So we can just a big note that says USA.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jabril will not be flying back from Somalia, but we have arranged for him to get a boat ride with several of our shoreline employees.
Pirates.
Several of our shoreline employees that like to go out and greet cruise ships.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Sure is.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, this is on my iPod.
This is the best Elvis Presley remix that exists.
Listen to this. Elvis Presley on WAVA. Oh, it's longer than that. Well, the bop, 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 I could talk that
up. Yeah, you
can
do that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is from the Elvis Presley show that's done by Cirque du Soleil.
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead.
Rob's Magic Audio Ball brought to you by LendingTree.com.
Uh-huh.
If you're thinking about refinancing, we gave you that rate yesterday. Are you ready for this? 2.125%.
Astounding. Giving it away.
Yeah, I'm really glad I refied a year ago at 4%. Don't I feel like an asshat? We get a letter from Sam Thomas who writes to us, I went to MyLendingTree.com and entered the TMOS code. Within 2 minutes, my email and phone blew up. I weeded through the calls, picked a couple of lenders I felt good about, called my credit union for a comparison, and chose one of the LendingTree lenders.
Nice.
I'm currently refinancing my house at a rate that will cut my payment down by $100 a month, shorten the loan by 2.5 years,
wow.
and eventually save me $60,000.
Wow.
Jesus.
Now, here's the good part.
Just $60,000?
This guy that wrote the letter says, I'm a finance guy, so I know the numbers are sound. I'm happy I can save a bundle of money and still support the show. I love you guys. Best part of my day. That comes from Sammy. Thank you,
Thank
Sammy.
You, Sammy.
We're talking about LendingTree.com. The website you want to go to is TryLendingTree.com, TryLendingTree.com. Let the network of over 200 lenders compete for your business totally free. And just go there, and you'll also get a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS. To make sure you get the best deal, just visit TryLendingTree.com and enter the code TMOS. We appreciate it in advance. Let's open it officially today.
The disclaimer.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit website for details. NMLS license number 1136, 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093.
I hate that disclaimer.
Why?
But I hate it more when you're late with it.
Yeah.
Who knew it would be in the vault?
There was
in the vault.
You
all
never
along.
Took
yes,
a
there
breath.
Is. If you are on your toesy woesies, you will hit that as soon as I get done, because you'll see the copy goes away from my head and I do it that way.
There was never a breath.
All right.
I even know what the out cue is.
All right. Let's just get to your goddamn.
No wonder you
Mike,
have a migraine.
The end is near.
All right.
Did you know this?
Yeah, it is.
We discussed this last week. There is a show called Toddlers and Tiaras. It's one of the few shows I don't like my kids to watch because I think it emphasizes everything that is wrong with America.
Well, I think it's voyeurism at its best, and it's crap, and I hate it.
Well, it gets worse, Mike, because there is now a show called Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
A spinoff.
Which is a spinoff of Toddlers and Tiaras.
About one particular kid?
Yes, Honey Boo Boo.
What could go wrong?
Well, is Honey Boo Boo one of these abused children that appears in pageants?
Yes, and I invite you to look at this program, not just because of the beauty and grace that is Honey Boo Boo, but because of her lifestyle. Her mom is morbidly obese, is an extreme couponer, and speaks with such a command of the English language, and I'm not kidding, they subtitle what she says.
Oh, God.
But she's got a reality
show. But she speaks English, mm-hmm. just not very well. Here are some highlights from last night's episode of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The mother is an extreme couponer as well.
Yeah,
now, do you know what extreme couponing is, right?
Wait, so like what, you extreme? I guess you just have a lot of coupons.
These are like the crazy old broads that'll go to the grocery store and buy like 6,000 bars of soap and pay $1.40
And some dumpster dive for newspaper coupons so they'll have more coupons.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's an addiction, but here she is
lady.
Talking about this big, huge lady. Do you remember What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah, oh, that big?
Nearly.
Okay.
Getting there. I want you to think of the mom, and here she is on extreme couponing.
Coupon is a serious obsession. Anybody who coupons will tell you that it is an addiction. It's even better than sex.
It's even better than sex. Well, sex with her.
She's maybe doing it wrong.
Well, yeah.
They just follow this lady around?
Yeah, and Honey Boo Boo, of course.
Is Honey Boo Boo the kid?
Honey Boo Boo is
the child.
Let's
put them on a United Airlines flight.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not just the couponing she loves. She also hands out good advice, Mike.
Okay.
Here's dating advice from the ma on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
All that boy is wanting to get in your little biscuit and get a little piece, and he's running.
He wants to get in her little biscuit, Mike.
I don't know.
I know. The end is near.
It makes my head hurt.
But you know, it's not as bad as getting in the biscuit. It's not as bad as when they have.
So there's not a Mr. Honey Boo Boo around?
No.
Shocker to that one.
Now there is. They have a pet, a baby pig.
Do they really?
Of course they do.
But it's not well trained because last night the baby pig.
How'd you get all this? Did you sit and watch Honey Boo Boo?
My kids love Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, that's terrible.
You have to parent.
You said you have to parent.
I don't like them to watch. Well, you know who else likes Honey Boo Boo?
Mrs. Spiewak?
I never said it. They've got a baby pig.
You were right.
They've got a baby pig, and the baby pig peed on their kitchen table.
When you've been lazy on that, that's all he. Oh my God, no! Oh!
No!
No!
He pees on
We put glitzy on the table, and she ooed herself.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah, hold on a second. My old man back in the day used a term. First time I ever heard it was decades ago.
Okay.
Called the dumbing of America.
Yes.
We've gotten to that finish line.
Oh, we're past that.
We've gotten to the finish line now. Yeah. It's official. This is it. This is right. This is, you know, take the bad parenting out of the equation.
Yeah,
let's just take the fact that these people are on national television.
Oh, yeah.
It's astonishing.
In hindsight, we might as well have kept the thalidomide.
Yeah.
Wow,
God,
really?
Buzz.
Just, you know, I mean,
way hard.
Well, we ended up in the same place.
Shock jock.
But the kids are bright, but they don't have any arms.
I've saved the best moment for last. Another thing they do is they like to go to auctions and find stuff.
Our graduation rates are higher than ever, but the kids can't throw a ball.
There's no way to hand them the diploma, Mike.
Children of the lid of mine.
Just hold it under your chin.
I kid, of course.
It's just interesting when you get ramped up like
the
that.
This is the greatest moment. They happened
this
on.
This wouldn't have happened if we had thalidomide.
They happened on a small can of rust remover.
This is still the Honey Boo Boo show?
Last clip of the day.
Okay.
But this is key.
This is key
to you understanding
it. I'm enjoying it.
They found a can of rust remover, you know, a very astringent chemical. And the middle daughter, not Honey Boo Boo, the middle daughter who is older suggested the best use of it would be to get the dirt out from between the folds on mom's neck.
Oh, God.
Mama, look what I found. Rust stain remover. Mama, it removes your neck crust. Look, read it. Oh. You got a lot of that back there. That crust on my mama's neck. I don't know what it is. I guess you just don't scrub her neck when she's taking a bath. It will remove that rust right away.
You stupid. You know, I used to wear jewelry and makeup and all that in here. I ain't really, like, let myself go, but I just look good when I want to look good.
She looks good when she wants to look good, Mike. But she's got a lot of that crust back there.
I swear to God, I think I'm going to throw
it.
I've never seen five guys in a room. You all did the same thing when I played this. You all went... Because the mouth watering that precedes the gag reflex all hit us. So let's close the door. Crust. Let's close the door on Honey Boo Boo for now.
Okay.
And please. We'll have another episode next week.
All right, got to wrap it up.
Do you like when someone famous has something from their past that comes to the forefront?
Yes.
I love. This is from a talent show.
Especially political.
Oh, no.
I think you're going to like this. I guess the year on this is about 1983. I don't know. Maybe Mark can help us out. But this is Mark Ronick singing the song Cool It Now by New Edition in a talent show. Can we put this on our YouTube page?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carrie thought you were very cute. Right now he's dancing. You know who else is in the band? Is his brother Eric.
Do we have video of this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But here's the audio of Mark singing.
Thank you, Maya.
This is you?
Yes. Yeah. And you know, you've said it before. He has a voice like a nightingale.
Way to go, Tito.
If I can explain, he's wearing a cap and
it's a
shiny
it's a
tie. Yeah. It's really good.
What talent show was it?
This was at my elementary school, probably fifth grade, maybe.
And your brother was singing with you?
My brother was a background singer and dancer.
Who would have thought that he would have the musical career?
I know. Back then, it was reversed. Everyone thought I'd be doing it.
Well, he was a better break dancer than you.
He was.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's that. So that'll be on our YouTube page.
We have our own Honey Boo Boo.
Can we show this at the Writer's Edge class tonight, please?
Please.
Yeah, that's like 10 steps up on the ladder.
Very good.
If you show that. And we close also. I love the new thing Letterman's doing. He refers to Mitt Romney as Mitch Romney.
Mitch Romney.
And he just continues to do it.
Paul Ryan. Do you all have Paul Ryan fever? You know, Mitch Romney picked him as his vice presidential running mate.
Who did?
Oh, Mitch.
Mitch.
He's full of excitement. He was drawing big crowds. The only thing holding Paul Ryan back now, according to political experts, is Mitt Romney. But other than that, he's often. You've seen these guys, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. They look like father and son dentists. You know.
And that, like that. That is your magic audio vault.
We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much for joining us.
You know I can be found.
Welcome back to MikeOmaraShow.com, everybody. Let's get right to it. The man with the news, here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
We are brought to you today by TLC Laser Eye Centers. I have been treated by Dr. Holtzman and the other great folks at TLC Laser Eye Center. We're looking forward. I'm looking forward to a tune-up. I know you're looking forward to getting treated as well. And with good,
I think it's coming down to you and me.
With good reason.
I think it's coming down to you. One or the other is going to get a treatment from doctor, and unfortunately...
I'll fight you for it.
Well, you know, it's just, take a look at that sign to your right. But anyway, you know, it's going to be interesting.
But Buzz is entitled to it.
That's terrible.
And the sad thing is, Mike, if you don't give in, he won't be able to see the sign to
your right. Bottom line is, I don't think I'm going to be a candidate, and Buzz has had it done before.
Yes.
Buzz gets plastic surgery all the time. He loves it. Anytime it involves a knife or a laser.
Do you think maybe I could get a medical procedure on the show?
I think you should. If it comes down to that, I will step aside.
God bless you, Buzz Burt. Do you have a new neck thing?
I got a new chain. It's black rhodium silver.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Very sexy.
Thank you.
Yeah, there right.
No neck crust on Buzz Burbank.
No,
that's right.
Rust remover on Buzz. Get his neck crust.
Back to TLC.
Oh, well, their staff is friendly. The surgeons are experienced. TLC's equipment is always state of the art. The TLC lifetime commitment, though, is huge. TLC has locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. To schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020. TLC 2020, or find TLC online at LASIK.com. That's LASIK.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about TLC on the Mike O'Mara Show, TLC Laser Eye Center.
Buzz, before you start your news, I want to invite Lyndon to come out. You know what you ought to do, Lyndon? You ought to get on that motorcycle, that big yellow one that you like riding around so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you ought to ride out to Reno in November.
Yeah, come on, see us.
Is that a slow time or a busy time for you?
That's a slow time.
Oh!
That'd be good.
November 10th, we're going to be in Reno.
Good weather for
come on out and see Buzz.
Circus, hotel, casino, baby.
All
aboard! I like it. Yes, sir.
I like it.
Get out there and come out to our Reno show. We're real excited. Now, listen, we ain't going unless we sell at least 400 tickets.
That's right.
If we don't sell 400 tickets on the West Coast, we're not going. So
that's right.
Tickets are going on sale Monday, right?
By the way, Mike, yeah, and people are asking about the price, $30
a ticket. $30
a ticket?
Yep, what a bargain.
It is a deal. We've got an opening act. We actually have two opening acts.
Yeah, it's worth it just to see Buzz's new choker.
It's going
to
be good. And Buzz, what's Buzz's show? You're going to do something. He's going to play the ukulele.
I hope to, between now and November 10th, learn at least one and maybe more songs on the ukulele.
That'll do it.
The ukulele.
One will do it. I think it'll be great.
The ukulele. And by the way, there's an app for that. I got a tuning app for my ukulele yesterday.
Can you do a
ukulele?
How close were we?
When you learn a song, can you make it a like a Hawaii kind of song? A Hawaii.
Well, let me see what I can do.
Mike, I don't know if there's any Hawaiian music written for the ukulele.
Because if you learn a song like that, just to hear me out.
Can I wear a grass skirt?
I'm thinking about the look. Everybody knows our live show is
what kind of grass.
We set up the furniture on the stage. Yep. You come out, and that's what you come out to see.
Right.
But we like to entertain you more. And I think if Buzz can learn like a Hawaii
I will try to add to my repertoire, but I just have to learn something basic first.
If you do that, I will make every effort to commission a couple of showgirls to do the Hawaiian thing. You can find those showgirls.
Let me push aside the other songs and learn something Hawaiian right away.
Okay, I hear Zoolander's available for that.
All right, take it away, Buzz.
You can fill out the coconut shell.
Tickets go on sale for the Reno show on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
That's correct.
That's exactly right. Mosquitoes have forced the 9th biggest city in the U.S. to declare a state of emergency. The West Nile virus, carried by mosquitoes and birds, has killed 16 people in Texas this summer. 10 of the dead are in Dallas, where 200 people have fallen ill from the virus. Mm-hmm. The mayor there has ordered aerial spraying to stop the outbreak.
Okay, that's pestilence. Mm-hmm. We have the wildfires out west.
Honey Boo Boo.
We have drought here in the United States.
In my house, we've got sloth.
We have Honey Boo Boo.
Yes.
The only thing that we aren't having so far is floods. Oh, and I read, I'll bring it in tomorrow. The long-range wintertime forecast for snow for the East Coast. I'll bring that in. I won't give it my hand right now. I'll bring that in tomorrow. You'll be very interested to read it.
Is it great?
It's great.
Temperatures average around 80.
Right. It's going to be great.
Liberals apparently have guns, too. A man who works at a gay and lesbian center carrying a bag from Chick-fil-A shot a security guard outside the office of a conservative group here in Washington yesterday. The Family Research Council opposes gay rights and abortion. The gunman had gotten into an argument with the security guard there before the shot was fired. The guard is in stable condition with a wound to his arm.
I shouldn't laugh.
No, but it's just weird.
I didn't laugh, I chuckled.
Gun, Chick-fil-A, gay and lesbian, it's a lot of things in one story. A
lot of weird.
All you have to do is look at the numbers to see there is no voter fraud problem in this country. Statistically, we are talking fractions. But that hasn't stopped 11 Republican-led states from passing voter ID laws that may keep some Democrats away from the polls in this close election. In the swing state of Pennsylvania yesterday, a civil rights group lost in their attempt to overturn that state's new voter ID law. The new law there, like many of the others, requires specific kinds of photo identification, the kind of ID that many young people, poor people, minorities, and some elderly simply do not have.
Let's hear it for them bringing out one of the great old checks from 170 years ago, the poll tax, which is essentially what this is.
This is exactly what it is, and this is not right.
Wrong. Look, it was wrong then, it's wrong now.
I know that in some of the inner cities, they have discussed the fact that there are some unscrupulous voting practices that go on, and I believe that's crap. That should be monitored, but there are ways to monitor. But what you have now is a wholesale attempt to prevent a certain group of people, and it's based on a socioeconomic level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Prevent them from voting, and that is crap. That shouldn't be happening in the United States. Mm-hmm.
And before people write and say, oh, but there are hundreds of DMVs or whatever they call them, PennDOT offices all over Pennsylvania where you can get a free... Yes, if you're not working three jobs and you're not too elderly or you're not too poor to take the bus to go there to do it, that's fine. But a lot of these people are going to go without.
Well, my wonderful next-door neighbor, Richard, who is the greatest neighbor anyone will ever have. I am not saying that because he's mine. I'm saying that because I've lived in a lot of places, and Richard happens to be... the best guy I've ever known. And Richard says, take some of this, you know, if this is a Republican-Democrat thing, and it seems to be, it seems that the Republicans are backing this and the Democrats, if you want to fight it, take some of that crappy television off and get some RVs and roll people out to the DMV.
You can do that.
That's what they should do. Yeah. Do that. Fight it by doing it.
That's Chicago. That's the Chicago way.
Fight it aggressively. If you're talking about, seriously, the simple act of giving people identification that they can carry, take them out by the hundreds to the DMVs and take some of your money that you're using to say, oh, Mitt Romney's wrong. Screw that.
And
but
I've
no,
dealt
they
with,
won't do that
I've
because they're
enough,
stupid.
I've dealt with enough old people. They'd love it. They'd love just getting out.
I still want the third-party candidate.
You know what I want? I want to be able to vote on the internet, and there is no reason we can't do that
I think
now.
You're absolutely right
that
about
that. That has got to happen, and the fact that it's not happening yet is stupid. But if I can trust the internet with my banking, I can certainly trust it with my vote.
Totally agree with you.
Civil rights groups say that in Pennsylvania alone, the new law could affect 1 million voters, even though state officials in Pennsylvania admit they cannot produce any evidence of a single case of voter fraud.
The Pennsylvanians, Mike.
The latest Gallup poll, it shows that it has not noticeably helped Mitt Romney's campaign that he's chosen Paul Ryan as his running mate.
That
poll,
surprises me.
Poll has Romney leading 47% to 45 with a 3-point margin of error. So it's a statistical tie, a dead heat. Romney's lead increased by 1 point. Since the addition of Paul Ryan.
You know, what was Joe Biden's gaffe yesterday?
Oh, I've got him.
This is Joe Biden's gaffe from yesterday.
This is another speech in Virginia.
I love Joe.
Another speech in Virginia. Joe, check a calendar.
Once again, General Motors, the largest automobile maker in the world. Folks, where is it written we cannot lead the world in the 20th century in making automobiles? I've not seen it written.
That's anywhere. Not written anywhere. What is written is that we're in the 21st century.
That's true.
But I think it's nice that he only missed it by a dozen years.
You know what? He's starting to own it, though. Yeah. He's starting to own it. And, if he owns it, it's going to be fun.
I do have tape of him owning it. You want to hear that?
Yeah, okay, let's see.
I can't not like this guy. Yeah, I know.
I am sometimes criticizing for saying exactly
Sometimes criticizing.
Yeah, let's take that from the top, too.
Yeah. I know I'm obviously, sometimes you've criticized.
Been tutoring him on grammar, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know I am sometimes criticizing for saying exactly what I mean. It's not going to change. But let me tell you something. Barack Obama does exactly what he says he's going to do.
Pretty good way to handle it.
But you know what? It's funny because it's something to... I think we're a pretty tight group. I think Obama doesn't do much to laugh at anymore.
Right.
Romney's a pretty controlled guy.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, Paul Ryan, seems to totally have his act together.
Yeah.
We only got one.
Yeah. Right.
We got Joe. Yeah. We got Joe Biden. And I think he's going to, you're going to be the heat of the battle. And I look forward to hearing
a lot of
people
come out and are calling him stupid and unfit. I don't think he's stupid and unfit.
No.
I just think he speaks his mind.
Everybody knows what grandpa
means. I wouldn't
means.
Call him stupid or unfit. I'd call him a blowhard.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
One of Paul Ryan's, this is interesting, one of Paul Ryan's biggest campaign donors thinks that Ryan and Romney need to rethink their position on unchaining Wall Street again. Billionaire Paul Singer, CEO of a hedge fund and one of the Republican Party's biggest donors, says Wall Street regulation needs to be tightened as the president wants, not loosened as the Romney camp has proposed. In fact, Mr. Singer thinks the rules ought to be even tougher than the changes the president's already made. And Mr. Singer, father of a gay man, has also given $10 million to gay rights causes and thinks Romney and Ryan need to change their views on that subject as well.
Oh,
he's got a little influence. I wonder what'll happen.
Okay.
Young boys, meanwhile, still have reason to fear Catholic priests. In Salem, Oregon, a priest has been arrested for plying a 12-year-old boy with alcohol and molesting him after the boy fell asleep on an air mattress. The priest, who was wearing either underpants or a swimsuit, was seen chasing the boy down a street as the boy tried to escape the attack.
Oh.
The boy sought refuge with a man who was having a barbecue. The undressed priest then tried to talk the barbecuing man into releasing the boy to him. The man refused and called police.
Jesus.
God.
Wow. You know what? My mom, probably the most devout Catholic, God bless her, went to Mass all the time.
Right.
She's a Catholic. She's been. I was raised Catholic. My mom has said it her whole life. You know, let priests marry.
That's
and
right.
And you wouldn't have this crap happening.
And
you know?
Let priests vote on the internet.
Amen,
and
Rob.
You would think after all this time, after all we've all been through with right. this, that this would still be going on?
Yeah,
amazing.
I think, you know, when you talk about a lifetime of sexual repression,
right.
Yeah, that's
you
what
know,
it is.
And then, you know, you also wonder what type of guys get into the priesthood. Mm-hmm. And obviously you see examples like this. It's ridiculous.
However, they're not all bad. I can personally vouch for RJ's brother, the circus priest.
Yes.
The circus priest.
He is a great priest.
I like the circus priest coming to a character voice near you soon.
He's right now casting blessings on the cotton candy. So.
Let me see. I'm trying to think of the voice that I will be doing.
Uncle Cartoon with an Irish accent.
Yeah, oh, God, get out of my head.
I think it's going to be closer to Edward James Olmos.
He is the circus priest.
How you doing?
Well, we haven't done this for a while, so yes. Bear with
Pray
me.
Pray for the pachyderms, Father.
Thank you very much.
Father Dia.
Finally, finally, weed in the news.
Boo.
Three items. Officials in Denver are talking about cracking down on the advertising of medical marijuana clinics, which has become as prolific as the shops themselves. The poor country of Swaziland has found a cash crop for suffering farmers that supplies a potent strain of marijuana to users in South Africa. Quoting one farmer, "I was able to feed my children."
Wow.
And in Western Pennsylvania.
But he only fed them brownies.
Couldn't do worse. And in Western Pennsylvania, a man is accused of stealing weed from a police station evidence room.
Mark.
Quoting him, "I just couldn't help myself. That bud smelled so good."
That bud.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the show. Lyndon Abel from Patriot Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Great
and
guy.
Don't forget about Patriot's Rider's Edge program. They hold regular classes, including the one that Mr. Ronick is taking mm-hmm. tonight and over the weekend. You're going to hear all about it on Monday, to teach new riders and to improve veteran riders. At Patriot, each instructor has been carefully selected. They have special training from Harley-Davidson and the Motorcycle Safety Foundation. Earn a completion card. It may qualify you for insurance discounts. Mm-hmm. Nothing bad about that. And you also get a state certificate that allows you to skip the state's riding and written test, which means you take the course, you're ready to go in there and get your motorcycle Class M license.
Nice.
Whether you want to learn to ride or just get better, get into Patriot Harley-Davidson's Rider's Edge program. Oh, and incidentally, while you're at Patriot, go buy one of their motorcycles.
Yeah, buy one of them. They've got two wheels. They're great.
Or the beautiful cool showroom. Stop by. They're right in downtown Fairfax. You'll love it. Sign up or just check it out at patriothd.com or click the banner on our website. Lyndon, any final words? And how did you find your experience on the Mike O'Mara Show?
Spectacular.
Spectacular.
Nice. Come see us again.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Anytime.
We'll see you tomorrow for our Friday show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Share your heart too much. When I want some love, you're gone. Don't you know you're treating your daddy wrong? Now you got me started. Don't you leave me broken hearted. Gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time. Need your hug and please be mine. Lips. I can feel my heart go flip, flip.
I'm such a fool for your charms. Take me back, baby, in your arms. Like to hear you sigh, and even though I know you're lying, gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time. I need your hug. Please be mine. Need you near me. Stay real close. Please, please hear me. You're the most. Now you got me started. Don't you leave me broken hearted. Gonna love you too much.
Hi, this is Elvis Presley. I sure appreciate your listening to my RCA Victor records, and I'd like to thank all the disc jockeys for playing them.
Elvis Presley.